Okay. My name is Otra. I am 19 years old. Today is December 2nd, and I'm speaking with Riyad Awad, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Birmingham, Alabama. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life? Can you tell me about the most...
Why are you laughing?
Because... Tell me about the most important lessons you've learned in your life.
Honesty.
Honesty? How?
You gotta be honest with people.
With people. Okay. And if you don't...
Well, you're not going to gain his respect. Nobody respects.
That's true. That's true. Okay. What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
What?
What are you proudest of personally?
What I accomplished in my life in the United States of America.
What'd you accomplish in the United States?
Everything I have.
Like what?
First of all, my friends,
mm-hmm.
my family,
yeah.
then my business.
Yeah. Tell me more about your business.
Well, I own a restaurant business.
Mm-hmm.
Call it Wings Plus.
Yeah.
And so far, we've been successful in this business. It's been good to us.
When did you start it?
20 years ago.
20 years ago. How many, have you expanded any with your stores?
I sure did. I have five of them now.
Five, okay. And what are you proudest of? So that was personally, what about, and so I guess professionally too would be your stores. Let's see. What are you most grateful for?
My family.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about your family?
Well, the Lord blessed me with five kids, four girls and one boy. And so far, we've been blessed with them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they give me a headache, but still, overall,
they're
good kids.
Who doesn't? Have there ever been any trials or hard times with your kids?
Of course. First of all, I have my two older kids. Healthy as could be. Third one, we have a little bit of problem, but she's healthy. And then my son came. Then when that's when we have really chaos a little bit because he ended up having cystic fibrosis. And back then, really, we don't know what a cystic fibrosis is about.
Well, so what did they explain to you? How did they explain to you cystic fibrosis?
Well, he spent some time in the hospital, and I think that day they're supposed to release him going home. He becoming sick a little bit, and they did some blood work, and that's when they found out he have cystic fibrosis.
So what does cystic fibrosis mean?
Well, cystic fibrosis has just hit some kids, sometimes digestive system, lungs, and things is, they have to stay healthy, put it this way. I mean, it's a lot of work, but they have to stay healthy. And they have to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And quite a lot of working.
Did he have to spend a lot of time in the hospital after?
Yes, he does. He had to spend some time. He did some surgeries. But the good Lord always with us. And we went through a lot of problems. But God put us through everything.
So he had surgeries?
He had surgeries, yes.
When was his last surgery?
His last surgery... I think 8 years ago, he was 4 years old, last surgery.
That's good.
I'm thinking.
That's good. And your youngest daughter?
Well, after the boy, I have a youngest daughter. And during the pregnancy, we found out she have a problem. And we thought it's going to be another cystic fibrosis, but ended up to be heart problem. So She came to this world, and we have another fight. But thanks, Lord, brought her back, and she's healthy, good being. But she inquired to do some surgeries, open heart surgeries.
So when was her last surgery?
Last surgery, 2 years ago.
So do you feel like with having two sick kids, it's made your life in the U.S. more impactful, more meaningful? It's helped you grow more?
Well, I think with the last two kids, health-wise, yes, it does. Make me get closer to God and make me love my family more.
Thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
Well, I'd like to share one thing. It's more than one thing. Wisdom. They have to keep their head straight. They need to have less social media. They need to focus in their goal in life. Actually, they need to put the goal and focus in the goal, and they need to keep straight up, work hard, and keep God next to them all the time. First thing, God coming, then your family, then your friend, and you gotta keep working hard to climb the ladder to reach where you wanna go.
Do you think your kids now have set goals?
Well, I think, yeah, they do. I have two in the college right now. I think they're doing good in the college right now, and hopefully they can reach their goals.
What are they majoring in?
Well, my oldest one, she tried to be a doctor. Hopefully she get in and she become doctor. Second one, she want to be healthcare management. And both they right now focusing, like I said, and they working and they have a jobs, and hopefully they stay that way and they don't caught up with some a problem and some stuff they don't want to be in it.
Yes. Going back to you coming to the United States, how tell me a little bit about like your first few days here in the U.S.
Well, a few days on the U.S., everything is normal. When anybody travel from country, different country, I mean, he's coming here. In the beginning, he feel strange, but then he start discover a little bit. He becoming happy a little bit, sometimes sad a little bit, till he found the right things to do, job, learning. Then he have to make some friends and talk to friends and open his heart, open his head, and he become really one in this country in the long run. As long as he's working hard and having some friends looking out for him, and he's looking out for him.
Did you come here alone?
No, you believe it or not, I came, me and my mother, 30 years ago.
Does your mother play a big role in your life?
All the time, my mom and dad.
Can you tell me a little bit about your parents and how you were raised?
Well, I raised a very close family. We have five boys and one girl, and really we wasn't like a poor family. My mom and dad did the best they can. We always had a food, we always had a clothes, we always we pray, get closer to God. And I appreciate what my mom and dad did for us all these years.
When you came to the United States, what was the most surprising thing about the country here?
Well, country is mostly different than any country, not any country where I come from. I mean, you got to depend on yourself a lot. You got to work hard. You got to get closer to family. And the most difficult I have in the beginning, I don't have that much friends. I don't have that family, just me and my brother, really. And that's the most difficult thing because all my family back home. And back then, really, cannot make no phone calls that much. You cannot see them that much. So you're always missing them. Not like these days. You can't talk to them on WhatsApp, Viber. You can't see them. You can't talk to them. But back then, you can't. We used to make one phone call a month. It was expensive. And you need to manage your money back then.
Did anyone help you when you first came to this country?
Well, I appreciate my brother. He let me live in his house for almost a year. But financial-wise, really, we can't tell. I help myself. And my mom, she spent a lot of money with me. And Lord being good to me. Financially, really, it was God, mom, me, dad. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate my brother, really. He gave me a little bit push, but I had to do what I had to do.
What was your first job here?
First job in the United States was on a farmer. I worked for a farmer. His name, Mr. Smith. I will never forget him. I worked for him almost a year. I used to feed cow. I used to cut trees down. I used to make fences. He had a flea market, used to fix his flea market, put tars on the top when it's leaking. Then weekend, I used to work in his flea market, Saturday and Sunday. And I used to start 5 o'clock in the morning and go home 5 o'clock in the evening. That was my first job.
Do you think it shaped you as a person or made you, what do you think it taught you having that first job?
Well, it taught me two things, patient and be aggressive, what you want in this life. So it teach me it's nothing easy to come. You gotta work hard for it. And it teach me patience. That's what I am here now. So I work for this person and he teach me a lot. And he was talking about all about American dream. And always used them, I remember some patient. This is America. He was a nice guy.
Have you helped anyone since you have been here?
Well, yes, I did. But I don't like to talk about it and brag about it. I did.
You said you don't want to talk about it or mm-mm. anything, but is there just something you'd like to share? Or
nah.
No? Okay. What was the hardest thing to adjust to in this country?
Well, culture. The culture is most difficult things because the culture you grow in is different than culture here. As the things is, you know, where I come from, ain't no such a thing as boyfriend and girlfriend. There's no such a thing as boy come and knock on the door, take the girl out. Ain't no such a thing as girl going out anytime she want to. Ain't no such a thing as to have sleep together before marriage. And those things was very, very difficult to adjust to because my culture is completely different.
Can you tell me a little bit about your culture and where you come from?
Well, I come from Israel. Culture is completely different than here because family back then used to be closer. Everybody respect everybody. Especially have more respect for adults. Even the teacher, they have more respect for the teachers. For now, everything has changed.
Yeah. Do you think you're going back to where you're from, your culture? Do you ever get shocked about how it's changed since how you left it?
Well, my culture right now is completely different. My culture coming worse than here. Well, here right now is becoming more family and they respect each other. They still have here more respect for the teacher, respect for adults. Back home is completely different. In no respect for teacher, no respect for adults. Same thing, young generation, they change. They can go out 10 o'clock in the night, 11 o'clock in the night, girl, boys, go out and smoke argili or smoke something else or a drink and having a good time party. But back then, we don't have this stuff.
It's kind of that culture. How is the religious atmosphere back in Israel?
Well, religious atmosphere always good in Israel. I mean, we always used to go to church. Then holidays, we go to church. And that's where my faith really depend on. And that's, I came here. My roots in religion was really growing. And I cannot change it.
Do you feel like being from Israel, but being Arab, and then also being Christian, do you ever feel like you were a minority?
Well, we are minority, but doesn't matter. Jesus, when he started, was minority. But look at the Christianity in the world now.
Yeah.
All over the world. So this not mean if I'm minority, that's mean I should be scared. As long as I have God in my side, I shouldn't fear nobody.
Yeah. Do you think people get surprised that you're an Arab and you're Christian?
Well, I remember still some days when I tell everybody I'm from Israel, are you Jewish? Because this is the mentality they have here, they need to change. They need to know in Israel that where Jesus born and live and die is in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
The annunciation happened in Nazareth where I came from. He born in Bethlehem. He died in Jerusalem and all those three holy places, that's in Israel. That's not meaning everybody coming from Israel is a Jewish. So they need to teach here more about religion for back home. You cannot tell just anybody, tell them, well, I'm from Israel, or you must be Jewish,
mm-hmm.
or you must be Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
They need to learn and spend more time to learn about the roots of the Christianity. It came from Middle East.
Do you think when people know that you're Arab, they are prejudiced against you?
Nah, I've been here 30 years. I never have no prejudice. I never met anybody prejudiced than me. Everybody be nice to me. I don't have no hard time, even when they have problems here. I never got pointed, somebody point finger at me and say, well, you not below here, or you from Middle East, or you go back home. I never experienced this kind of problem.
Can you think of moments when you felt welcomed as an immigrant?
Welcomed?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. The minute I came to this country, I felt welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I never have no problem from the day when I came to this country.
Can you think of a specific story or person that like made you feel welcomed?
Well, it's all my friend, always. I mean, I meet a lot of people here, and everybody I go into, I feel welcome. I feel like it's my home.
Mm-hmm.
It's my family. I got a lot of friends. I got family here. But the most important thing with my business, I create a lot of friends. And I know they welcome me. If I decide to go to their house or any party or join anything going on, I always feel welcome.
Who would you say is your best friend in this country?
Let me tell you something. In this life, it's just a word to tell your best friend. Okay? You can have a lot of friends, but always put God in your side because he is your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
No such a thing as best friend. Yeah, you can have some loyal friend, but sometimes when you squeeze them, they spit on you. So might as well keep God. He's your best friend,
mm-hmm.
and keep talking to him, and you'll be the best in your life.
So who do you think is your most loyal, or like one of your most loyal friends?
My loyal friend,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, but you're going to be surprised. My loyal friend is my wife.
Really?
Yes.
Can you tell me about your wife and like what everything like she's helped you with? And
well, my wife, with her patience, that's why I'm here today.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, she's patient. She's a family wife. She never asked me what I'm doing. She never interfered in my business, in my relationship out there. So that lets you know she's my best friend, is my wife.
Do you think you'd be where you are today without her?
Well, it's a couple of things. It's with her, I give the credit to three peoples.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, God, mom and dad, then my wife. Because mom and dad, they work hard here with me before I get married, my wife.
Mm-hmm.
But then when my mom and dad, they went back home, I got married, we got very close relationship, me and my wife.
Mm-hmm. Was she willing to come to this country and give up her life there?
Well, I think she did.
Yeah.
She did about 18 years ago.
Yeah.
20 years.
Mm-hmm.
She decided to come.
Do you think she misses do you think she would go back to live in Israel?
Well, I don't think we're going back to live in Israel, but always you miss your home. That's when you grow up, where is your childhood? And I mean, there's always missing point where you come from, but this not meaning you have to go back. I mean, you like to go to visit. The reason we go to visit, because we born there.
Yeah.
So we miss it. Mm-hmm. But it's nothing the same like before.
Do you think your kids learn valuable lessons from going over there?
Well, I think they do. And that's what I like to keep them close to my family. And that way we have close relationship between my family here and the family overseas.
Do you think it's important to you that they keep going back there as they grow older?
Well, yes, most definitely. That's how they stay in touch with the family. That's how they stay, get a little bit more culture. And they stay focused in life. And they learn more how people live there, how people live here.
Yeah. Can you tell me what it felt like when you were sworn in as a citizen?
Well, it felt good because you become an American. And you feel like below to America, because like you see, I'm from Israel, but I'm Arab. So Arab is not like, we don't feel below to Israel, but we born there. Mm-hmm. Because it's most everything become a Jewish state.
Yeah.
So Arab is just second hand. Mm-hmm. It's not like first here. You can become, it doesn't matter if you are, you can become a president if you want to. Mm-hmm. Your kids can run for president. Back home, you can't. Is things limited for the Arabs in Israel?
What kind of things are limited for Arabs in Israel?
Well, you cannot get high-ranked jobs back home. Mm-hmm. I mean, you cannot be in the Navy. You cannot be in Air Force. You cannot be in big-shot jobs. It's always for the Jewish.
Do you think your family over there struggles to make a living?
Well, they're not struggling. I mean, they have plenty of jobs there, as long as if you run a business like convenience stores, you can make good living. If you are a contractor, you can make a good living. So still, you get plenty of jobs, I mean, to make good living if you work hard. Mm-hmm. But still, the big shot names like high-tech jobs, and that's below more to the Jewish.
Yeah. Do you think the Arabs there are... Like, do you think that they want change, or they've just accepted how the life is?
Well, they love to change. Now, I'm talking about these things back a couple of years. Now you can find some Arabs, they have a job, I mean, high-ranked job, mm-hmm. but it still is not, it's not majority, it's minority mm-hmm. for the Arabs people to have high-ranked jobs.
Do you think being Arab over there, like, and having not as much... opportunity as a Jewish person would. Do you think a lot of Arab kids just give up on school?
Well, no, it's not the point to give up in school. But now is actually more percentage graduate than before. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you take the percentage of the Christians and the Muslims and the Jews, the Christian, they got more, as higher percentage graduate than anybody live in Israel.
So, when you were sworn in as a citizen, was your wife sworn in with you, or did she become a citizen later?
No, she became citizen later.
How was the test, the citizen test?
This is easy, just asking you about the government and all this about United States history a little bit. That's why it really is not, it's not major.
Let's see. Okay, so what do you think is the most memorable experience you've had in America so far?
Most memorable, memorable things happen. I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
When first I came to United States, after I worked with Mr. Smith, I had a job in Western Hills Mall. Mm-hmm. Had to work for a guy who had a clothing store. Mm-hmm. And my English kind of was messed up in the beginning. Hi, how you doing? Bye. That's all I know. And the owner, bless his soul, his name Jad Fino. He's deceased. I came on Monday, I remember. And Friday, decided to leave, go back to Atlanta. So he told me run the store. And, you know, with my English kind of messed up, I was scared. But I have a good friend of mine. His name Ali Baba. Okay? He's a very good friend of mine. I remember he took me aside. He said, listen, brother, to run the show, I know your English messed up, but just looking at me and watch. I'm going to teach you how to work and deal with people. And I'm going to teach you how to be stronger in English. And this, Jad left on a Friday, and he didn't come back till 10 days later. And I remember I used to stand in the middle of the store when people walking in, hey, how you doing? And I stand. He used to grab me by my shirt. He said, come and follow me. Watch how I'm talking, how I'm going to deal with the customer. Just watch me. And I kept watching him, how he deal with the customer, how he greet the customer, how he's welcoming the customer, how he cut him deal. Then I learned a lot from him. After 10 days later, I start dealing and winning like him.
So does, did that guy, I mean, is he still a part of your life?
He's still. I'm still talking to him. He live in Ohio.
Really?
Yes.
So how were you motivated to open your own business?
Well, I work at the mall since 1990, mm-hmm. all the way to 95. 95, I decided to walk out because I felt I can do it by myself. And that's when I opened my first business in 1995, clothing business called Ray's Fashion.
So you, so your first one was Ray's Fashion, and then yes. Then you had Wings Plus.
Well, I'm going to tell you a story about Wings Plus.
Go ahead.
The story is I had my clothing store, and next to me came restaurant.
So we got interrupted. So can you?
I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're a restaurant open next to you?
Yeah, they call it Wing Out, and the owner is named Derek, and he used to shop with me all the time. Mm-hmm. And he had a heck of a business. I mean, always busy. And he had a sell wings and fish. Man, we used to be good friends. And I was joking with him. I told him, the minute you close down, I'm gonna take this restaurant over. He said, no, he keep joking with me, coming shopping and joke. Somehow he got caught with some, and they shut the business down. That's when I called the landlord, and I told him, I like to have the key for this store. I wanna walk in, and I'm planning to open a restaurant. And that's what happened. And this was approximately about 19 or 20 years ago.
So you said this was 19, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And your oldest daughter is about 20 years old.
Yeah, she was 1 year old.
She was 1 year old.
Yeah.
So how do you think your wife helped you out with all of that?
Well, I tell you, my wife helped me out, like I said, my wife helped me out with her patience because I used to leave and I used to work. I start my day 7 o'clock in the morning till 12 midnight. Then in the weekend, I start 7 in the morning. I come home 3 o'clock in the morning. And she was to take care of the family. She never bothered me. She never argued with me. She never fussed at me. She never do. She been having patience, a lot of patience. Mm-hmm.
So I think we're about to end this, but is there anything else you would like to add or any story you would like to?
Well, there's no story. I'm just telling everybody they have to need to focus and have a goal in his life. He had to have patience. Patience can lead you everywhere you go. So you have to have a goal in your life, and you have to work hard for your goal. If you don't have no goal for your life, you can't go nowhere. So you gotta work hard. If you have anything in your life, maybe if you sick, maybe God put a disease on you or whatever, you gotta to have goal in your life. You have to work hard. You have to stay focused, and that way you will reach your goal.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.